Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
In my last podcast, I was talking about guilt and how guilt, often imposed by others, has increasingly dominated and, I would say, undermined our relationship with our companion animals. I think another way this other-imposed guilt undermines the relationship is that it destroys our confidence in ourselves and also our animals. And when we lack confidence in ourselves and in our animals, and in the relationship between us, we need constant proof, constant reinforcement that the love is there. This, in turn, makes it impossible for some people to ignore their dogs. They don't trust the love. They need constant proof. They need constant reinforcement that they're doing the right thing. Because there have been so many experts out there saying, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. And if you lined up all those expert opinions and looked at them, you would discover that for every opinion that says do it this way, there's an opinion that says do it exactly the opposite way. Or for every opinion that says you must feed this kind of food, you'll find 1, 2, 3, maybe 100 that say, no, that's crap, you got to feed this food. So if we look at what other people say we have to do in order to have a good, loving relationship with our animals, we're always going to come up short. We're always going to be failures. So I say forget about it. Trust the love. If you trust the love, you will be able to ignore your pet. And I don't mean ignore in the sense that you won't be aware. I'm talking about giving that animal some space to think things through, to develop self-control, to develop self-reinforcement. I had a wonderful example of this from a client of mine. She had had a very reactive relationship with her dog to the point that the dog was having nightmares. And I don't think I'm being anthropomorphic here because functional MRI studies done on laboratory animals indicate that they replay their days in their sleep the same way we do. Whether they attach symbolic images or other perceptions to those events like humans do, I have no idea. But what happens with these dogs is they have very, very activated sleep. They do a lot of whimpering. They're very restless in their sleep. Sometimes if somebody disturbs them, they come awake in full aggressive mode. And that's what happened in this case. One of the changes that the owner had to make was not to let the dog run in front of her on an extendable leash. This was difficult for her because she was an avid runner. But she made the changes because she really, really cared about her dog and she understood how stressed her dog was. And it wasn't that long before the dog could run loose leash beside her. One day I got the most amazing email from her. She'd been out running with the dog and she got in the zone. That euphoric state that athletes get into and what musicians sometimes refer to as the groove. It's a transcendental state where you're kind of above everything, where time just seems to stand still. Only on this particular morning, when she got into the zone, she realized that she wasn't there alone. The dog was in there with her. And she wondered if I thought that was strange, or if I thought she was crazy. And I didn't. I didn't. Because that's the nature of the human-animal bond. It's not something that's conferred by feeding a certain diet or training in a certain way, having your animal spayed or neutered at a specific time. The bond simply is. The bond does not exist because of something you did, something the animals did. The bond is. And in that regard, it's like love. And the thing is, if we're so busy fussing and futzing with that animal, giving commands, worrying about this, that, or the other thing, We can't be open to that. There's too much noise. So think about that the next time somebody says to you, when you come home from work, calmly ignore your dog until he has time to think it through, to settle down, to relax, and to open up. And take that time yourself to settle down and relax and open up yourself too. You're going to be surprised at what comes in.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.